Hey.
Hello, Mr. Manson.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Brendan Walsh and Nick Thune from the Do You Know Who Jason Segel Is podcast.
How's it going?
Yeah, okay.
Sorry
Hello, I
about
mean,
your
what do you think how?
Sorry about your brother.
Yeah, I'm sorry about him, but also, you know what? It's not a big deal.
You don't. When's the last time you spoke with him?
About 2 or 3 weeks ago.
How was that?
We playing on. Oh, it was good. We don't really talk. We play this game called Farm Crossing. We just chat in the app.
Oh, and for people, his brother was Charles Manson. I don't think we said that.
No.
This is Jim Manson.
Yeah.
Do you remember the last thing you remember the last chat you had with him? Your last words?
It's probably something about sheep.
A sheep.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, we just wanted to
Do
call
you know
and let you know that we're starting the
Jason
podcast.
Yeah, we're starting the podcast, Mr. Manson.
We know.
What is this, fucking Radio Lab or something?
And we want to.
Thanks,
give
Jimmy.
You
Thanks, Jim. James.
Quiz. Do you know who Jason Segel is?
You done?
Well, that was, I don't know. Maybe we won't keep that in.
What, who, Jim Manson?
Yeah.
Why?
It's a little, you know, usually, I mean, we talk to Ryan Adams.
Yeah.
Shia LaBeouf.
Mm-hmm.
Just Charles Manson's brother seems a little off, you know?
Yeah.
I don't want to bum people out, but yeah, that was Jim Manson, Charles Manson's brother.
It is a weird way to start, especially since you and I are both fired up right now. We just got a new sponsorship. Let's make this quick announcement. Energy Drink has decided to sponsor the podcast. Brendan and I are hyped up on Energy Drink right now.
Yep, 45-second energy. You have to drink a shitload of them. It's good stuff, though, so go look for it at your local, I guess, convenience store, gas
Bodega.
Station. Bodega. Gas station, 7-Eleven.
Stationary bike store.
If you have a weird doctor, maybe he can write you a prescription for it. Oh, wait.
Oh. Wait.
Get him.
We just want 2 strawberry shortcakes. God.
Whoa, holy shit.
What? Is he coming back?
I don't know.
Oh. Here he comes. Nope.
Hey! Oh, shit, dude. This guy's like... This is a cool dude. He's doing donuts right in front of the studio. All right.
He's really got a new... He got some sort of a new stereo system.
He got something there. So how's it going, Nick?
Good for him. Never been better.
How's your hang low? Do you have some... What do they call that? Something on your hang low? It's like pussy juice on your dick. Or
oh, God.
What? It's a saying. See, that's I wasn't going to say it.
No, but last night we were having a dinner at my house.
Mm-hmm.
A couple, you know, people from the neighborhood came over. And turns out one of them had listened to the podcast. I mean, we are number one on iTunes right now.
Yeah.
Which I do need to bring that up. Our lawyer called me today. I want to talk to you about that. But they brought up that you had described what PJ was to me.
Yeah. Pussy juice.
I wasn't going to say it, but yeah. And my wife was offended. The dinner ended really quickly. And so, you know, you look at my family and my aunts and obviously some cousins that have, you know, stopped listening to the podcast. But
why would they stop? We're just hitting our stride.
Yeah, but then you come in hard. You talk about nuts. You've been talking about dirty diapers.
Nuts?
Yeah.
Dirty diapers. Well, all the diapers I wear are dirty because I'm a diaper lad, and that's my kink. I'm like a furry, but with diapers.
How do you explain that to a 67-year-old woman who lives in Tacoma?
Well, first you explain what furries are, and it's people who wear mascot outfits and have sex with each other in the mascot outfit.
I don't even want
to. I do it, but instead of a mascot outfit, I wear a large and not an adult diaper. See, that's a big misconception about us diaper lads. We have, I mean, they're adult size diapers, but they look like baby diapers.
Oh, they have like choo-choos on them and stuff?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oscar de Grouch. Oscar de Grouch. And again, there's a whole cut.
Do you ever mess up which side's the crotch and what side's for the poop?
Nope. I just know how to put them on. And actually, no sides for poop. It's just for cum. They're cum diapers.
Yeah, I mean, I almost want you to get your own podcast to talk about this stuff. And then...
See?
The audience did like
that.
The
audience likes that.
But I want you to get your own podcast to where you can talk about that stuff and it doesn't affect my family, my...
Well, maybe I will.
You know, neighborhood dinner stuff.
We'll do... okay, guys, keep it down. Okay, this is... hold on, I have an announcement to make. Let it be known that I, Brendan Walsh, will be starting his own podcast in addition to Do You Know Who Jason Segel Is? So don't go jumping out a window yet. I'll just be on two podcasts from now on. So keep your eyes and ears peeled for the new, exciting, adult-themed Brendan Walsh podcast.
Not my thing.
Well, it doesn't have to be your thing.
I do have a quick announcement, though.
Okay. Go ahead. We're announcing this.
We've got a new sponsor, Pants. Pants have come in. They were with us in the beginning. They dropped out because of Brendan's PJ talk, and they are willing to come back. I got to get this. I'm going to try and get this guy this time. Hold on. I mean, how many 6x9s do you have?
What's a 6x9?
Speaker.
Oh, yeah. That's the remix. That guy's pretty cool. Pants. Yeah, if you're not familiar with what pants are, they're like cum diapers, except longer and thinner, because they don't have to absorb anything.
And our sponsors are going to want you to cut that out, but let me do... I'm going to do this dumb song.
You're going to do a song?
Well, it's part of the thing.
Do you need some backing music?
Nope, I just need you to stop. We got to get this advertisement out of the way.
Well, here, I'll just do like a...
You could have a beat.
Okay.
Everybody's got to wear their pants sometimes. Because if you don't like wearing your pants all the time, we don't want your business.
Was it?
I mean, I didn't write it.
If you're familiar with pants, it's like a cum diaper, but no, they're longer. They go down past the knee, and they don't have to hold your cream. Your cream from your dick that comes shooting out.
I hope
gonna
you cut
go
this out
right into a snout. Gonna
out
come on your
stop
pants
it
and come on your face. Gonna come so all over the goddamn place. Gonna come.
Is this the material you want out there?
Gonna come.
If people see your name and they see that,
you're right. It is. I'm an older man now.
It's like the font on that flyer. It's like, you know, I have a specific font that is my brand,
mm-hmm,
and I don't. Cum Talk is not involved in the...
You're
Nick
right.
Thune
it shouldn't
brand
be me either. I'm trying to be a different guy.
We're calling Hawaii today.
Hey, let's take a little vacation. We'll take you all with us. See, now that's louder. Every phone connection is different.
Aloha.
Oh, hey, how's it going? This is Brendan. I'm here with my employee, Nick.
Hi.
Hey.
Are you guys have costumes?
Costumes?
Yeah.
We have a couple of costumes, like bedroom kind.
Oh, like lingerie?
Yeah.
Well, we are what's known as furries.
What does that mean?
That's like we put on... Oh, actually, do you know who Jason Segel is?
I do.
You do? Who is he? You know who Jason Segel is, right?
Yeah.
How do you know of him?
How I Met Your Mother?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's right. Okay. Just wanted to make sure we're talking about the same one. Well, we are furries, and what furries do, we put on like a... like mascot costumes, you know, like a big rabbit or a Viking, or like, you know, like a mascot costume.
Like that's a bear.
Like,
Okay.
Or a large diaper.
A moose.
Do you have anything like that?
I can check if we still have... The couple that we had on Halloween, we had like a big panda head and like a unicorn head.
Oh, but we would need the whole body.
You have the whole
body. Yeah, we don't have anything like that, unfortunately. The only like little outfits that we have are like a nurse, a maid.
That doesn't really...
Like, yeah, I know.
Is there anybody else? Is anybody else working with you there today?
Yes.
Can we ask your coworker if they know who Jason Segel is?
Well, maybe when she comes back.
Oh, where is she?
I think she's at the bathroom.
Okay. Mm.
Is she in it or just at it?
I'm gonna have to let you go. Okay. Aloha.
Okay, love you. I think that place was, we're not going to say the name. I think that was like a weird kind of...
That was a weird sex store.
It was like a... I never heard of this until I lived in Austin, but they had places called lingerie modeling studios.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're like whorehouses, or if you don't have sex with them, I think it's like... It's not, I think we call it a place where you like have they have jack shacks or something.
Hmm.
But good news is she knew who Jason Segel was.
That was good news. You know what I found interesting this week is Jason Segel has just gotten a New York Times bestseller.
For writing a book?
Yeah.
What about what?
I don't know.
Maybe his life?
See, I don't like the ones that are like that because it definitely felt, you know, like she at the end was like, I don't like these guys.
Yeah, not everybody's going to like you.
Yeah.
I
think it's best if we kind of just keep the ones that do, though. So it doesn't seem like we're harassing.
We weren't really harassing. We had legitimate questions. Do you know?
Sorry, have to find something.
Hi, this is Nick. I'm here with an intern that works here for no money named Brendan.
Brendan Walsh.
And we were wondering if you know who Jason Segel is.
To who?
Jason Segel.
Oh, I'm not speaking on who is that. Do you know what department he works in?
No, he doesn't work there. You would just be familiar with the name Jason Segel.
No.
Never heard that name before.
Mm-mm.
Do you guys have a fish department?
No, we don't.
Do you guys have a dog leash department?
We've got pets. Like, we do so, like, some certain pet stuff, like dog food, cats.
Yeah, can we talk to the pet department?
Okay, one moment.
Thanks. Oh, no. Oh, shush. Thought somebody was there. Scale of 1 to 10, how much do you like picking your nose?
10.
It's pretty fun, right?
Yep.
I was just like going to town today.
And it's funny when you see, because I do on a daily basis see other people doing it.
And you're like, come on, guy. People in their cars.
Hi, sir. Sorry, no one seems to pick up at that department. Is there something on the floor I can help you find?
What about the grocery department? Is there a grocery department? Or yeah, we'll speak to the manager.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you for holding. This is 8 speaking. Can I help you find something?
Hey, what's your name?
My name is 8. How can I help you?
8. This is Brendan Walsh. I'm here with Nick Thune.
Hi.
Do you know who Jason Segel is?
I do.
How do you know him?
He's an actor, right?
That's right.
How did you spell your name?
I'm sorry?
How do you spell your name?
My name is H, like the letter.
Oh, just H.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Are you a seafood, do you like seafood?
I do.
You know, I was at the seafood market. This is funny. The guy, his name's Steve. He was working at the seafood market.
Scuba Steve?
Mm-hmm.
Just Steve. And he was, I got to talking to him, and it turns out he has a pet fish at home, at his house. mm-hmm. named Dave. And I was like, that's kind of crazy because he's like killing fish all day at work. And then he goes home and he feeds a fish, you know, like right. Steve's at work. And then he comes home to Dave. And I was like, do you like what does he tell Dave when he comes home? Like Steve's at work, like he can't come home with like all the bloody fish, like all the fish guts on his clothes. So what does he change into? Does Steve change into a suit? So like when he comes in, Dave does it. Or I'm sorry, the fish guy's name was Dave. The guy working in the seafood right, department, that was Dave, and his fish's name is Steve. So I was like,
is there something I can help you with though today?
Do you guys sell fish?
We sell frozen fish, but not live fish.
Do you know who Nick Thune is?
I have to go, man. Was there anything else I could help you with, though?
No, I guess that's it.
Okay, have a nice night.
Hey, I love you, man. Yo, H, my name is B-Dubs, and I'm here to say I'm in love with a guy named H Maui. I love him so much, I'm like a wowee. I want to make love to H. I know he's a man, but I'm going to make love to him the best that I can. I love you, H. My name is B-Dubs. We're going to fall in love. Oh, hey. Oh, hey. Woo. Not bad.
Really bad.
Not a bad, just like right off
really bad.
The cuff. What if we make our podcast an all rap
no.
podcast? We rap. We have different beats and we just rap our
I just don't have
words.
It in me. I mean, it might be the diarrhea. I don't know what it is. But.
Oh, diarrhea. Now that's hard to rhyme.
I feel pretty weak right now.
Just talk about your diarrhea. Maybe it'll turn into a rap.
It's not good. This is like asking me to do a British accent.
I smell. Is somebody smoking marijuana outside? Or
I don't know.
Maybe I'm just catching.
California, brah.
It is, brah. We could call. Let's see.
Don't say his last name.
Frank Cum. He's an Asian lawyer. He has a thin mustache. Thank you. Thank you. And he's a very thin John Waters style mustache and tight curly hair. Oh, Jesus. It's not even naturally curly. It's a perm.
I had an uncle that was, he did perms for a while.
He did it to him? He had a perm?
Yeah.
That is so fucking cool. Let's call a hairstyle place.
And call my uncle too.
Do you want to call your uncle? Ask him about his perm. Will he be like, is he jovial about things? Oh, wait, shit. Should we?
Oh, let me get this guy.
Dude, we just want some rocket pop. Nick's calling his uncle. Oh, shit. Now we're talking. To... Yeah. Here comes the ice cream truck. Me, I don't give a fuck. I'm eating ice cream all
no.
day long. Now I'm rapping up and down about this song.
I want to say sorry about my friend named BW. He's bad at rapping. Oh, I had something there. I had something there I wanted to throw in, but
that's not. They shouldn't have words in there.
Here, call the mobile.
Mobile calling Nick's uncle's mobile. Can you see him there staring at the phone debating on whether or not to answer?
Hello. I'm not available to take your call right now, so...
We'll see. Maybe he'll call us back. Because then he'll be like, who was that? He'll be like, hi.
He might be sleeping.
This is an actual official announcement, so...
This is a big-time announcement.
This is a huge-time announcement. Ladies and gentlemen, we have sold a waterbed, as you've learned from two episodes ago.
Brent... In Las Vegas. And we will be doing a live show January 30th.
In Las Vegas. Do you remember the name of the venue?
No.
It'll be on our website. Me, go to BrendanWalsh.com
in a week
and
NickThune.com.
I mean, I'll put... Well, there won't be a ticket link, but there'll be at least... God damn it. Why did we do that?
Block out January 30th and just keep listening.
January 30th, we are doing a live show in Vegas, and that's just going to be us doing stand-up. And then on the 31st, we're going to go over to Brent's house and do a live podcast. Well, I guess it won't be live. It'll be recorded there. Nick's on his phone.
I'm looking up the venue.
Oh, yeah, okay. Then we'll do, that'll be better for the announcement.
Oh, yeah. It's Dr. Nick here. I'm with my intern, Brendan Walsh.
Yo, yo, yo!
We got a show, Bunkhouse Saloon, Las Vegas, January 30th. It is a Tuesday. We are getting paid thousands of dollars, guaranteed up front, added hopefully a bonus with the drinks that you guys buy and the ticket sales. 7 p.m. doors, 8 p.m. show. Tickets are $18.
18 bucks. You get Brendan Walsh and Nick Thune each doing a full stand-up comedy set, one after the other. And then we're just going to, actually, we're going to do 10 minutes at a time. We'll tag each other in and out. It's going to be a total mixed around show. And if you're...
Brendan will also be unveiling a tighter version of the
Steve and Dave, or Peter. I might change up the fish names, but I'm going to do that
Mark and Peter,
joke.
Could be Jason.
So we'll...
That'll be a fun thing. Find out what names Brendan uses on January 30th at the Bunkhouse Saloon.
Bunkhouse Saloon, January 30th, Las Vegas, Nevada. It's not exactly a...
Bunkhousedowntown.com.
Yeah. And come see Nick and I do a live show, and then... And then we're going to do a podcast the next day at Brent's house.
Which will be a private event.
I feel like people should be inclusive. Maybe, you know what we should do? Maybe we should do a little bit after our show, after our sets, we make a few phone calls on stage.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah. Just to give you guys, like if you're not a fan of my comedy or Nick's comedy or either one of our comedy, maybe you hate comedy, you just like podcasts. We'll call, you know, come to...
I think the audience is going to be divided between people who like PJ and the CUM stuff.
Yeah.
And there's going to be people that are appalled by it.
But everybody who comes, better
No.
Rap.
Beep.
I mean, My name is Brendan. I come straight from heaven. I'm going to bang your beaver. And then I'm going to pull my lever. 2000, y'all. Lever 2000. That's a soap that I use to wash my balls. Now I'm going to go walk to the mall.
You're done.
To Spencer's Gifts.
Get out of there. Where'd you find Spencer's Gift mentally there?
Mall. I wrapped mall.
Right,
and that was the first place I could think of. Dude, I cannot wait to do more rapping in my free time. Here we go. This is, I hope you're not getting sick, but have you had that awful cold going around yet?
No, but this isn't a cold.
Oh, yeah, it's like a food poisoning thing. But, you know, that could fuck up.
Aloha. This is Mary. How can I help you?
Hey, Mary. This is Brendan Walsh. And I'm here.
Hello.
I'm here with Nick Thune. Have you ever heard of us?
Hey.
Yeah, how can I help you, sir?
Well, we were wondering, do you know who Jason Segel is?
No.
Jason Segel? That name doesn't ring a bell?
No.
No.
Name's Brendan Walsh. I'm calling you to ask a question. Do you know who Jason Segel is? My boy Nick is here.
What's up?
Have you ever heard...
Uh-uh.
Of Nick Thune, T-H-U-N-E.
Yeah.
You've heard of Nick Thune?
Nick. How can I help you, sir?
Wait, that's a big thing, though. Have you heard of Nick Thune?
T-H-U-N-E. Well, because we might make a hotel reservation.
Oh, okay. Can I help you?
Are you talking to me or someone else?
Well, there's someone at the front desk.
Oh, can I talk to them real quick?
No.
Please ask them if they want to speak to me.
Okay, sir, how can I help you?
Tell them famous rapper Brendan Walsh is on the phone. Ask him if they would. I just want to talk to him for a moment. Ask him if it's okay with them.
I can't do that, sir. I'm sorry.
Ma'am. Mary.
Okay, I'm going to have to end this call unless you want to make a reservation. I can transfer you to reservations.
Transfer me to reservations, Mary.
Okay, thank you.
Thank
one
you.
Moment, please.
Are you transferring me?
I am.
Sweet.
This could be
the. Gonna drop a beat. And cause it is sweet. Gonna get a room. And then go boom. In the toilet. In the toilet.
That's quality what, customer
I've been
service.
In that toilet all day.
Calls may be recorded or monitored.
Well, we're already recording it.
Thank you for calling Hotel Reservations. This is Passion. How can I assist you?
Oh my God, is your name Passion?
Yes, my name is Passion.
That's a dope name. My name's Brendan.
Is Nick.
Here with Nick.
Did you say Brayden?
Brendan, B-R-E-N-D-O-N.
Brendan, you have a pretty cool name yourself.
It's no Passion.
Oh, how are you tonight? What can I help you with?
Doing pretty good. Do you know who Jason Siegel is?
You said who, Jason?
Siegel?
Siegel?
Siegel, yeah. Jason Siegel.
I'm not sure. Is he on site at the hotel? I'm in their central reservation.
No. You wouldn't know him from the hotel.
Yeah, it would be outside business.
Jason Siegel. Okay. Just think about it if that name rings a bell.
I'm not sure who that is. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Did you ever see, do you surf or anything there, Passion?
I don't. I'm not there on site. I wish I could go surfing out there. I'm in their central reservation department.
Where's that? Nebraska?
No, not Nebraska. California.
California? What's the weather like there?
The weather's all right. We had a little bit of rain, but it's clearing up right now. So it's actually pretty okay.
One of my favorite cities.
California is my favorite city, too.
You think so? I think California's pretty cool.
Listen to this.
I'd probably much rather be in Hawaii, though.
Me too. I love California. I wish I was born there. I'm talking to Passion, and we're going to do a transaction. I'm going to rent a room in a Hawaii.
You're okay. Making my night right now.
Passion, I actually want to apologize for my friend.
Or do you want to make an
announcement? He just learned how to rap.
I just took rap lessons.
You don't have to. Hey, he did a great job rapping. I really enjoyed it.
Hold on. Nick wants to make an announcement.
Hey, Passion. Okay. It's me, Nick. Quick announcement. Let it be known that Brendan is off his rocker right now, and he is rapping, and it's not really our brand.
Going off brand.
I appreciate the announcement, Brendan. You can rap anytime, okay?
Thanks, Passion. That's what I've been saying, too. Have you ever slept on a waterbed?
A long time ago. A very long time ago.
Do they have waterbeds at the hotel?
We do not have waterbeds on the property. I'm sorry.
Would they be interested in buying a waterbed, do you think? If I could connect them with a great waterbed salesman, do you think we can get some waterbeds in that hotel?
Honestly, I'm not sure if they're looking to buy any waterbeds at this time. You may need
to What's that?
Speak with the front desk or the property. You don't make purchases on their behalf.
Gotcha.
Oh, okay. So I should call the front desk back?
Yeah, they may be able to help a little bit more with, you know, making purchases and things
this
like
is,
that.
And it's kind of a bummer when somebody's called and they've rapped and they seem personable and then all of a sudden it turns out, hey, this guy's a salesman.
I mean, it's not my job to sell waterbeds, but hold on, give me a beat.
Give you a beat?
Can you hear that?
Brendan, did you want to make a reservation today?
I'd like to make a reservation on a waterbed with proper flotation. I need proper flotation. Passion. No, I'm not. To be honest with you, we're doing a podcast and
we just wanted to know if you knew who Jason Siegel is.
Oh my gosh, am I on your podcast?
You're on our podcast, Passion.
You're the first person we've ever told that to.
Yeah.
I'll listen to it. What's the name of your podcast?
It's called Do You Know Who Jason Siegel Is?
Do you know who Jason Segel is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the name of it, really?
It really is.
It really is.
Type it into
okay,
iTunes.
I'm going to Google it and see if I can hear myself on you guys' podcast.
Well, this won't be out for a couple days, but you'll hear the whatever the last episode that's up there now. I think it's episode 7 or 8. You'll be on
so
the next.
So basically, you're prank calling me. Is
this
that
is
right?
Not a prank call.
It's not really a prank call. It's a legitimate call where we ask if you know who Jason Segel is, and then I just kind of got off on the rap thing.
Are you Jason Segel?
No, I'm not Jason Segel.
No, we just want to know if people know who he is.
Well, who is he then?
He's an actor.
Yeah, he's in that show, How I Met Your Mother. I Love You,
Man.
Oh,
I do know How You Met Your Mother. Or how...
He's that really tall
how
guy.
How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah, he was on, like, Freaks and Geeks. And,
Okay, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, you're excited about being on the podcast then?
I am excited about hearing myself on the podcast, but I do have other calls holding, Brendan, so if you'd like to make a reservation, I'd be happy to help you with that. If not, can you call me back maybe tomorrow? We can do another podcast.
We will call you again. Do we just do this same number? Oh, wait, they transferred us to you.
Just ask for the reservation department. I'm sure anybody that you get would be very entertaining.
And then I'll say, but I can ask for Passion when I get the reservations department.
You can definitely ask for me.
Great.
I'll be
thanks.
In tomorrow.
Okay. Thanks, Passion.
You're welcome. Have a good night.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
I love you.
Passion?
I gotta say, this it could be a fever that's settling in over here.
So, so you're saying we should stop the podcast? Let's do one more call. Come on, Nick. All right, well, I guess we need to end on something there. I don't know if we have enough. Well, Nick's just icing me out now, folks.
We do have enough.
I guess
we have enough. This podcast could be a half hour of you rapping.
Might have to do that. Listen up, y'all. It's the ice cream man about to come here and give you all my cone. Oh yeah, do you know who Jason Segel is? I said,
a lot of
do
headphones know, getting taken out right
now. Do you know who Jason Segel is? We know who he is, and we wanna give you a little quiz. Do you know who Jason Segel is?